independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Police say the victim knew one of the offenders and on March 19th was lured to a house, held captive and assaulted while it was streamed live online. 40 people saw the video. No one said a word.
No woman should ever be treated the way this young woman was. The young man responsible, they should be ashamed of themselves. It just disgusts me that people would look at those videos and not pick up the phone and dial 911.
That's Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. Happy Monday. It's the Chad Benson Show. We could go all ways, but I like to talk about stuff that affects us day to day. Social media affects each and every one of us. We play on social media throughout the day, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook. God knows what else is out there that I'm probably forgetting. We all play on it. And it's becoming more and more of a place where people decide to post horrific, horrible things. 40 people saw this girl raped. She was 14. Or she was 15. 40 people saw her raped. Now, there's always cynicism in the world we live in. I get it. I'm as cynical as the next SOB. All right? I am. I'm as cynical as they come. This is not the first time. Producer Phil told me today how, what was it, like 2 months ago when those kids attacked that autistic boy and thumped him? Also, again, all this is Chicago. Chicago. I think there's an issue with Chicago. Phil said over the weekend, those people all pleaded not guilty. What is it that you think it's a good idea, A, to do something like this? Where's your parents? B, to show the world how disgusting of an individual and human being you are. I'm curious. At what point did you think this was a solid idea? Where are your parents? Everything in the world goes back to what? Your parents. Where are your parents? 15 years old. Absolutely heinous. Facebook. What a great idea. This is the narcissism and the sick need to get yourself famous. This is that narcissistic. There used to be a narcissism too. People like, they'd say serial killers. There were people out there that were narcissistic and they wanted to have some, if they couldn't have fame the old-fashioned way, they wanted to have infamy. They wanted that kind of fame. Now, you can have a bit of infamy, get famous immediately. But boom, instantaneous. It is disgusting. The girl was a high school freshman. She was reported missing on the 19th of March. 2 days later, near her home, she was found. She was lured to a residence by people she knew. She was assaulted by as many as 6 males. Her family approached the police at a news conference and told them they witnessed the girl being attacked by several boys in a video streamed live on Facebook. They actually took screenshots of it to show. It is so absolutely insane. What in God's name is wrong with people? Where are your parents? All goes back to mother and father. And in many ways, ladies, as much as I love you dearly, and as much as the strength that you have out there, men, I look at you, especially when it comes to males, and the failure in this day and age to father and be a father to your kids, to father them, to be there, to help raise them, to be a guiding influence in their life, it's disgusting.
The victim's mother received screen grabs of the video and ran to the police station, grabbing Chicago's top cop just as he was leaving.
I'm still in shock.
Goes back to being a parent. Number one thing, you're raised right, these kind of things don't happen. It's disgusting. It really is. It's disgusting. But the disgust doesn't end there. The disgust does not end there, because listen to what's happening to this girl now.
The mother has chosen to cover her face because she says her daughter is now being bullied.
There's been a lot of threats, and it's just too much.
They're bullying her online? What? You sick SOBs. Where's your parents? Just curious. Goes back to parenting. Look, not all parents are great. Sometimes you'll get a kid that no matter how great the parenting is, turns out to be an idiot. And sometimes in life, you'll get people that no matter how bad the parenting is, they fight through it all and make something of themselves. But the truth is, it's very rare. Disgusting, sick, twisted individuals. And this want and need to be front and center and have people say, look at me. I'm doing something stupid. I'm committing a crime. Everybody pay attention to me. This is awesome. This is fun. Look at what we're doing. Not even understanding the repercussions of what's going to happen. Those people that beat up that kid in Chicago for X amount of days, I don't know how many days he was there, the special needs kid, they have no idea how long they're going to spend in jail. There's at least one of them that will never see daylight again. It's not a prank. It's real life. These kids here? Wow. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. It is disgusting. This want and need for fame. Because it's not infamy to them. It's fame. That's what they think. They think they're getting fames. Did you see how many people streamed us live? Did you see this? Did you see that? That's what they're looking for. And we as consumers, and I call us consumers because I think if you're watching it, you're trying to consume it. You may not be paying for it, but you're trying to consume it. We allow it. Now, I don't blame people for not knowing what to do. I don't blame people always for cynicism because I'm a cynic. You know, you don't know how much of it's real and not real based on the fact that everybody is looking for something. Right? Everybody's looking for something. I want to get more likes. We can all do this. This will be a great prank. I get it. But we have gotten to that point now where the lowest common denominator seems to be dominating a news cycle and nobody's putting a foot up their ass, which is what these kids need. That's exactly what they need. Enough is enough. It is. I find it disgusting. I absolutely do. Happy Monday. Hope you're doing well. It's the Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. We have a lot of stuff to do. We're going to touch on Gorsuch. We're going to touch on what took place in St. Petersburg today, a terror attack, and they are saying now it is a terror attack. We're going to touch on that. Baseball's opening day is here. We got the final tonight of the NCAA championship. We've got Caleb Watney joining us a little bit to talk about them selling our search history to who knows what and why they would do something like that. A lot of good stuff to get to do. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Also, we got a question up. We're gonna get the story a little bit later, but I'm going to ask you a question right now, and you can go to Facebook and or you can go to take the poll at Chad Benson Show. If, for convenience, your employer came to you and said, would you have a microchip implanted in you? That way you don't have to carry around a little card anymore to get in and out of the building or to use the printer or the copier or to make phone calls, or if there's a small commissary, it'll be just like you just swipe your hand and boom. Would you do that? Currently, it's 100% no. Currently. You could take the poll at Chad Benson Show. We got your urban word and, oh, goodness, it's a good one. And this dad last night, speaking of great dads, what do you see what this dad did last night? At the baseball game, opening night, Cardinals-Cubs, it was great. It's the Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
It is my pleasure on behalf of the President of the United States to present a check for $78,333 to the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke.
Ah, how about that, huh? Can we just say that he has done it? He has said he's going to give his, he's going to donate his salary, right? Did he say he was going to donate his salary? And today he gave a check for $78,333.33 to Parks, to the old park there. I loved it. Fantastic. How you doing, everybody? It's Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. As we do each and every single day at this time, we like to drop a little bit of what we call knowledge upon thee. It is time for your urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Urban word of the day. I like this one. This one is truly, Phil, can I just say that this one is hot. Like, this one is fresh off the press, baby. It's hot. It is hat, H-A-W-T, hat. Cloud plans. Boom. Cloud plans. When you and someone else make arrangements to hang out, but they weren't officially made in stone, therefore they can diminish like a cloud in the sky. Get that? Hey, you guys want to hang out tonight? That sounds great. That's all you guys say. And then later on, you're like, eh, boom, plan's over. Cloud plans, not set in stone. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
I will be voting against cloture unless we are able to finally sit down and find a way to avoid the nuclear option and ensure the process to fill the next vacancy on the court is not a narrowly partisan process.
Ah, Chris Coons right there, talking about Gorsuch. Will they? Won't they? Can they? Should they? I don't know, but I bet you they will let him through because there's a nuclear option. No! Yes, a nuclear option. It's there. Gorsuch is going to be the next Supreme Court justice. It's going to happen. They can whine, they can cry, they can filibuster. I think one of the reasons they're playing hardball right now is they look over and they see that Flynn wants immunity, which, by the way, he's not getting, which is stupid. Give him immunity. If he's got a story to tell, give him immunity. Hear the story. Right? If he's got a story to tell, let's hear the story. It's silly to not give him immunity. Unless there's other things that the FBI is investigating him for that they think they got him dead to rights on. But if there's a bigger story, that there are bigger fish that you're going after, boom. Why not? Because now he's going to get up there and plead the fifth. But they look around, the Dems, and they say, wow, we got him right where we want him. Trump is on the ropes. He's struggling. Now's the chance we go after him hard. We try to do all we possibly can to weaken him more and more. Let's do it. Let's go for it. And if that means we filibuster, that means we filibuster. That means we do what we need to do to put everything in front of every roadblock in front of this person before he becomes the justice. We do it. But there is the nuclear option, and apparently the president's down with it.
The president said this was something that he would support. We're comfortable in the sense that obviously that decision is up to Leader McConnell to make how he wants the Senate to deal with this.
He'll go nuclear if he has to. I find it to be stupid, though, right? Like, look, here's the thing. There are times when you pick a battle and there are times when you don't. This is one of those times where it does nothing to pick this battle. This is, it's silly. It's all about politics. It's playing games. None of it's real. There's no reason for it at this point in time. And when you start to do something like this, because you think you smell blood in the water, you look at Trump and you think you smell blood in the water. But have you not learned your lesson? A lesson where you look around and you've seen this guy rise. Ah! Like a phoenix from the ashes. Every time you that was my Phoenix, by the way. Every time you think you've got him, whether it be Hillary or the numerous Republicans that stood in his way to get the nomination, every time somebody thought, we got him right now, not only did he flip and spin and do something, he came out smelling sweeter, looking cleaner. Pick your battles. Because you're going to lose this battle. You can fight him all day long, but you're going to lose this battle. Now you got the stuff with Susan Rice, and did she ask for, you know, I mean, because now the battle's going to become, let's go after the last administration, and this administration is going to fight that all day. More and more people are saying, well, maybe he was tapped. I don't think he was. But what I do think is they gathered information that was supposed to be information on what the Russians were doing, and there was calls there. And instead of redacting them, instead of essentially putting the black line through who that person was on the other line, Susan Rice is like, I'd like to see those names. Who is it over there? What's going on? Oh, yeah, I'm going to take a peek. I'd like to take a look at that. Every time you think you've got him where you want him, he turns around and boom, surprises you. They think they've got blood in the water. But remember, what's going to end up happening here is I think they're going to get their asses handed to them. But it does make it tough right now. Within 100 days, we're inside 100 days, and they're calling for his impeachment, for God's sakes. Maxine Waters is out there screaming and yelling about impeachment. Goodness me. But when he survives this, and I think he's going to more than survive this, you're going to weaken yourself. That is what you have to be, and this is where I don't think they get it. Apparently, they've never played a game of Risk or watched any television in the history of forever. I'm just saying. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Caleb Watney's going to join us next. Tech Policy Associate at R Street Institute. We're going to talk about them selling your search history to other folk. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
They want to steal us! They want to steal us! And by that, I mean they want to take all of our info that we got on the internet. They want to sell it to other people. Should we allow that? No, I do not believe we should. That's just me, because you never know what's on your search history. Oh, you guys know what I'm talking about there. Joining us now is Caleb Watney. And Caleb, I appreciate you coming on today. I mean, you're a person who gets it. You understand this far more than I do. Give us a quick breakdown on exactly what these ISP providers want to do and how real it's going to be that people are going to be buying our, you know, our search engine history.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on the show, Chad. It's great to be here. So I think, first of all, it's good to sketch out what is the case and what is not the case. As is usual with these kind of internet privacy issues, there's been a lot of misinformation, you know, going around the internet and social media. So the first and most important thing to know is that there's not really any difference today than there was last week or even last year. If you weren't concerned about your privacy yesterday, you don't really have a lot more reason to be concerned today, because these Obama-era regulations that the FCC passed in October were scheduled to come into effect later on this year. And the Republican Congress, using the Congressional Review Act, basically stopped those regulations and didn't allow them to go into place. So we're pretty much stuck with the status quo that we had, you know, previously. And you can argue that that's a good thing or that's a bad thing. But if you weren't concerned before, you don't really have any more reason to be concerned now.
I've never been one of these people, Caleb, who worries anymore about my privacy. Because I think for most of us out there, we have given up our privacy along the way. We realize that our privacy is shot because we want to be a part of the world of the World Wide Web, and we put all of our information out there anyways. So I'm not that concerned, but it does frustrate me a little bit that, you know, I mean, you know, again, because data is king and information is king, and these guys are gathering data about us left, right, and center. I think I'm more worried about who they sell it to than whether or not they're gathering it.
Yeah. You know, that's definitely a thing to be concerned about. One of the things to be aware of with these regulations is, you know, the people that have the most data about you are going to be, you know, websites that you're on, like Facebook or Google. And these regulations didn't affect those companies at all. These regulations only narrowly targeted internet service providers. So that's, you know, Comcast, Verizon, whoever you get your internet through. But they are blocked from getting your data from any site that has HTTPS. If you look at the beginning of sort of the website that you're on, most websites today have those kind of safety functions, and that stops ISPs or makes it much more difficult for them to collect any data about that. So these regulations weren't even doing a good job of protecting your data, if that is what you're concerned about, because they were creating an uneven playing field, only applying certain things to internet service providers, but not to media companies like Google, Facebook, you know, et cetera. I think, you know, we can have hard conversations in our society about what we want our privacy to look like, but I think we can all agree that regardless of what we decide, it should be applied evenly across the board and not, you know, applied unevenly to some people and unfairly to others.
Now, you talk about, like, Google is a search engine in and of itself. So you type something into the search, it can get that data. Facebook's a little bit different because Facebook, you're captured inside of Facebook to a certain extent. Where, you know, the internet service provider, you know, you've got your search history. And I think a lot of people are worried about, you know, them getting that information. We heard they could sell it to third party. They could sell it to other countries. And we're already inundated with all kinds of scam and spam. And I think that's the big thing. And let's be real, Caleb. I think we all understand that at some point in time, you're going to get breached, whether it be your Yahoo account or your AOL account or your bank account. At some point in time in your life, your adult life, you're going to get breached on these things. And I think just another fear is, okay, now you've given out our information to even more people.
Yeah. You know, that definitely can be a concern. Another thing to sort of to think about when you're evaluating different kind of regulations like this is, I think there's kind of this common misconception that advertisers can take your data specifically, your, you know, search history specifically. In fact, there was a really funny event kind of happening over the weekend where there were a bunch of leftist groups that were trying to crowdfund money on Kickstarter so that they could buy, quote unquote, the web history for, you know, popular Republican politicians like Donald Trump and Ajit Pai, the commissioner of the FCC, and Mitch McConnell. But that just betrays a total misunderstanding of how these systems work. When advertisers are getting your data from companies like Facebook and Google, they're not getting your Chad Benson's information. It's all anonymized, you know. So Facebook says these are the kinds of things that 30 to 50-year-olds who live in, you know, Iowa are interested in. And then, you know, they can get a little bit more narrowed down from there. But it's not information specifically, it's about you. It's about broad information about your demographics. And when you have more targeted information like that, it's more useful for advertisers, and hopefully it should be more useful for you as an individual. I know just the other day, you know, through some Facebook ads, I was able to find a really nice pair of shoes that, you know, I had been looking for, and the ads brought them right to me. So in an ideal world, ads aren't something to be scared of. They're a useful way of finding new information. And so, you know, I think we have to be careful about, you know, the types of information that are and aren't being given out. But when we think about what do we want the ideal system to look like, it's not that there's no advertising or that you have complete privacy, because, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of really cool free services that we get online. Facebook, YouTube, Gmail, these are all really useful to a lot of people, and they're free because of advertising. And I know I wouldn't want to pay for Facebook, and I doubt, you know, most people would. So I think, you know, in some ways we have to make trade-offs, and we have to recognize that advertising is a useful service when done correctly.
Absolutely. Talking to Caleb Watney, a tech policy associate at R Street Institute. You talk about the fact that these were Obama era policies that were supposed to go in place. They're not going in place. What else was supposed to go in place that we wouldn't have, you know, that may have affected us that didn't go into? Because I know there was more than just this.
So within this bill, most of it was targeted at internet service providers, and it would have changed sort of the opt-in versus opt-out default option for consumers. But this was kind of the main function that was getting a lot of pushback. Also, I wanted to mention, I think another important facet of this debate is that, you know, just because these regulations got repealed doesn't mean that, you know, now internet service providers are free to do whatever they want. There's still lots of other cops on the beat. And in fact, the federal agency that's been managing privacy for over 30 years now is the Federal Trade Commission. And I think, you know, when you talk to experts in cybersecurity and advertising, most of them will say that the Federal Trade Commission has a lot better of a record of properly managing consumers' privacy rights, but also recognizing, you know, the important business need for advertising. And through the repeals of these regulations, I think, you know, we're trying to return power back to the FTC because they're the proper cop on the block that should be managing this, not the FCC.
Caleb, if we look forward, I hear all this stuff, and look, I know that I've surrendered my privacy, first of all, by doing the show and doing what I do and doing my comedy stuff. I surrendered a monicum of my privacy. I get that. Doing the things that we do with putting our, you know, everything in the world out there for the world to see, we get a little bit of that. But let's say there are people out there that only want to do a little bit of Facebook and that only want to do a little bit of this. They're all, you know, there's always a worry of something. Is there stuff that we can do extra? You know, because we're hearing of the Android phones. All these phones now have, you know, special cookies and malware on there that's going to do everything for you. Is there anything we can do as a consumer that will protect us to a certain extent just in case? Because I know it all starts out with we're only going to do this, but then we find out 5 years later, oh, but by the way, we did this.
Yeah. No, you're right. There are absolutely steps that consumers can take to try and, you know, make their web browsing more secure. And for privacy-conscious consumers, there's lots of options that you can use. So, you know, to clear up another misconception, you might have heard sometimes on the internet that by browsing in sort of private modes on, say, Google Chrome or Internet Explorer, you can block, you know, ISPs from collecting your data. That is not true. That doesn't really stop us. I wouldn't recommend that. The best thing that you can do is actually to get a virtual private network, a VPN. And if you just Google that, you know, you can find lots of options. They usually range to be, you know, a couple bucks to $10 a month on average. And basically what that does is it sort of hides where your browsing history is coming from, and the internet service provider can't tell, you know, who's searching for what, and it scrambles all the data. And so, you know, if you're really safety conscious and privacy conscious, I'd say that's probably the best tool you can use to make yourself more safe and more private.
Last question, Caleb, and we'll let you go. Looking forward, let's look out 12 months, 24 months. Where do you see internet protection going for the consumer? Where do you see us as consumers, you know, starting to fear, you know, who's going to be getting into to what? Because I'm telling you, I, as much as I'm about free market, I don't trust a lot of these people when it comes to the free market. So as a consumer, what should we be worried over the next 12 to 24 months as far as them collecting our data and what they're doing with it?
Yeah, so the next step to kind of look at is where does it go from here? Because this is only one part of the conversation. This isn't the end. So from here, you know, there's a number of steps. The FCC could try to have more fair, more even-handed regulations that they could pass through that affect everyone across the board equally, not just internet service providers. And if they did attempt to, you know, pass some sort of regulation like that, I think that would be a much more fair way of doing it. Or what I think the best solution would be to return jurisdiction over this issue to the Federal Trade Commission. Because, again, you know, they're the ones with all the experience. They're the ones with, you know, the long history of managing consumers' privacy rights. And you're right. You know, sometimes you should be concerned, and especially in areas where there's not a lot of broadband competition, you know, sometimes there are things to be concerned about. And carefully managed regulation can be a good force. But we want to make sure that it is carefully managed, and I think the Federal Trade Commission is probably the best cop to do that.
His name is Caleb Watney, the Tech Policy Associate at R Street Institute. We appreciate you coming on today and talking about that and clearing up some of the stuff that's true and some of the stuff that people just overreacted on. We do appreciate that, man. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Again, we know they gather our data. My issue is, who are they selling it to? That's a bigger issue. I mean, and yes, they're not going to do it individually. You're not going to go and say, oh, I'd like to find out what Anthony or what Phil or what Chad is doing. But because you're buying in bulk and you're buying, it's again, it sounds great when it's a consumer side thing. But as we all know, that doesn't always end up to where it is, right? It starts somewhere and then ends up somewhere else. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
No. Oh. I am, actually. I am very much popular. I am very popular in the French culture. They find me be extremely funny. Handsome. They're like, you're so handsome. You're a very handsome person. You are. Yes, you are indeed a handsome person. Ah. I love this. Now, I don't like the headline, but I love the story. Dad uses sign at Cavaliers game to deliver ruthless lesson to son. I don't think it's a ruthless lesson. I think it's a great lesson. Dad holds up. So it's the Cavaliers, right, with the greatest player, maybe the top, definitely top five. I'd say top two players of all time, between Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Right? So dad obviously gets ticket for him and son to go to the game. It's in Charlotte. Kid didn't do something. Holds up a big sign. Says, Thomas, get your grades back up and next time you'll be here. Love, Dad, with a crying emoji. I think it's awesome. Now, I know that sounds horrible. The chat, how could you? But it's a lesson learned, right? Like, I learned lessons like that. So I talked about earlier, right? We had that stupid, horrific, just heinous crime of a girl getting raped by up to six males on Facebook Live. Where are their parents? Where's their father? You got a dad here who's saying, people are saying, oh, that's ruthless. It's not ruthless. It's real. Thomas, don't be an idiot. Get your grades up. It's not that hard. How many of you listening right now used to think high school and middle school is like, oh, my God. You know, because you're little. That's what you take in. Then you get out and you're like, wow, that was pretty much way easier. If I went back, you know, I had a chance to tell my younger self, it's not this hard. You can do it. That's what you do. He used this as a motivation. Hopefully, Thomas will get his grades up. Hopefully. I don't know if he's going to do it, but hopefully he will. Hopefully. Speaking of basketball, tonight is the night. Now, producer Phil, you cannot win your pool. Is that correct?
I have been mathematically eliminated.
You've been mathematically eliminated. I have as well. I don't know where I'll come in, but I do know this. There were 13.3 million people that played the NCAA tournament challenge, or a little bit more than that on ESPN. I have a feeling I am currently sitting in middle of the pack. Arizona, 5.9 million. Man, I was at 29, and then I was at like 5,000, and then boom. Stunk it up. So tonight you've got Gonzaga, the Zags, taking on North Carolina. North Carolina lost it last year, last second shot, heartbreak loss. The Zags have never been to the Final Four. They've been that team that's always on the cusp of greatness, but never made it to a Final Four this year. They got to a Final Four. They were number one throughout the year. They only lost one game to St. Mary's, another good basketball team, and now they have a chance to grab history. And I think this is, if you're CBS, and I think it's on CBS, if you're CBS, this is what you want. Like, you want, this is your game right here. So you've got the two best teams probably in college basketball, and this is your game. So I'm tonight. I think revenge is real, and I think North Carolina wins it. Give us your pick, producer Phil.
I'm going to have to go with Gonzaga.
Going with Gonzaga. Now, you have Gonzaga to lose, so at least you
Gonzaga
got
to lose.
Right.
So I got no dog in this fight.
You got no dog. I don't think I have a dog in the fight. Did you see some of the great signs about, like, Duke? Where's Duke? Because North Carolina and Duke aren't too far away from each other, and they're bigger, bitter rivals. Yeah. Spunky white guys. Oh, my Lord. Super solid fun hour. Kids, that was an action-packed fun hour. It really, really was. We're looking around the room. We think we can do. In fact, we know we can do better. We know. We still have so many things we didn't touch upon. We didn't touch upon what happened in Russia. We only slightly touched upon Gorsuch. The Chinese are here visiting with Trump. My goodness me. We're just getting started. 844-DIG-CHAT. That's the number you need to know about. Calling it. If you'd like to text the program, feel free to do that. 323-538-2423. Go to ChadBensonShow.com. We got all of the stuff up there you can ever dream about. From our parodies to shows in its entirety. It's absolutely free. Grab them. Take them with you. If you're working out like I did earlier, listen to a show. It's a great way to get yourself moving. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.